Man stands face to face with the irrational. He feels within him his longing for happiness and for reason. The absurd is born of this confrontation between the human need and the unreasonable silence of the world. French philosopher Albert Camus challenges us to confront an uncomfortable truth. Life is absurd. We're wired to seek purpose and order, yet the universe offers none. We ask, why are we here? But the universe remains silent. This tension, our craving for meaning versus the universe's indifference, is what Camus calls the absurd. Many, upon realizing this, fall into despair, believing life is meaningless. But Camus offers a different path. Instead of surrendering to nihilism, the idea that life has no built-in meaning and that in the grand scheme of things nothing really matters, he urges us to embrace the absurd and create meaning for ourselves. Camus illustrates this with the myth of Sisyphus, the Greek figure condemned to push a boulder uphill for eternity. At first glance, Sisyphus's fate seems cruel and pointless, but Camus sees him not as a victim, but as a hero. By accepting the futility of his task, yet choosing to push the boulder anyway, Sisyphus reclaims his freedom. His defiance becomes his triumph. He doesn't need a grand purpose, his act itself is enough. Camus imagines Sisyphus as happy, and from this he draws a powerful lesson. Life itself is the struggle, and meaning is found in the act of living, not in some distant goal. Instead of searching for ultimate answers, he invites us to engage fully with life as it is. To rebel against the absurd is to live with presence and purpose, despite knowing there's no cosmic justification for our existence. So what does this look like in everyday life? It means accepting reality as it is, without illusions. It means finding joy in simple moments, an artist creating for the sake of creation, a parent caring for a child with no expectation of reward, or even the simple satisfaction of completing the mundane tasks of daily life. Camus teaches us that fulfillment is not in outcomes, but in the process itself. To embrace the absurd is to embrace freedom. Without a predetermined meaning imposed on us, we can have the extraordinary opportunity to shape our own lives. Now, this realization can feel overwhelming. There's no script to follow, no grand destiny awaiting us. But within this uncertainty lies the exhilarating truth that each moment is ours to define. Life's meaning isn't something we find, it's something we create. Just like Sisyphus, we all push our own boulders. The weight of existence can feel heavy, but if we choose to embrace the struggle rather than resist it, we transform it into something meaningful. In defying despair, in choosing to live fully despite the absurd, we declare, "I am free." And in that rebellion, we become the authors of our own lives.